You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 8th of August 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, the weekend saw successful protests against the Drag Queen Story Hour, particularly in Leeds, with Patriotic Alternative and 50 or 60 activists turned out to protest the sexualisation of our children by these drag queens. It was led by Mark Collette and was a huge success by all accounts. And these protests have really helped to draw the public's attention to this. And there has been a lot of support from the public. And surprisingly, there's also been support from the mainstream media. Now, an article came out over the weekend investigating the phenomenon of the Drag Queen Story Hour, and particularly this Sab Samuel, who goes by the name of Ada HD, who is the one responsible for most of the Drag Queen Story Hours that have been going on this summer, particularly the ones that Patriotic Alternative have been protesting. And of course, Patriotic Alternative also leafleted all the areas where he was hoping to turn up and propagandize drag and the homosexual lifestyle to children. Now, he will say, oh, it's nothing to do with that. We're just promoting stories. We're just encouraging children to read. But if that's all he's doing, why does he have to do it while dressed up as a drag queen? And they do say that what they're trying to do is to provide role models for children. So they want to provide an adult entertainer as a role model for a child. This is why people suggest that Drag Queen Story Hour is nothing more than grooming. Well, the Daily Mail have a particularly good article about this that I want to get into today. A drag queen called Sab Samuel used to post all manner of eye-opening pictures and outlandish comments on social media. In one such post dated April 2019, so just 3 years ago, the 27-year-old from Cardiff made a crude joke about an orgy, which is definitely not repeatable, in a family newspaper. So do you want people who make their money making crude jokes about things such as orgies and dressing in a hyper-sexualized fashion reading to children? Do you want children to be exposed to that? Do you want children to become used to that sort of thing and thinking that that's perfectly normal? I mean, this Sab Samuel may not be a pedophile, but if a pedophile was then to dress up as a drag queen and the children were to think, oh, isn't this wonderful? It's just that person that was reading us stories. It could open them up to abuse. In another from July 2020, he proclaimed that love has no age, a phrase once adopted by the now defunct campaigning organisation Pedophile Information Exchange in its revolting crusade to lower the age of sexual consent so that adults could have sex with children. And the Pedophile Information Exchange may no longer be in existence, but there are other organisations that are continually pushing for this lowering of the age of sexual consent. Even the United Nations talk about this and how children should be able to consent to having sex with adults. In actual fact, they say that is the rights of a child, is to be able to consent to sex. It may be that this Sab Samuel just used this phrase without knowing where it originally came from, but that's hard to believe, considering the Pedophile Information Exchange were a part of the homosexual rights protests that went on in the 70s, and particularly in America with the North America Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, They all took part in these protests which get lionized today, these Stonewall protests. So it is hard to believe that he would be using that phrase without knowing where it originally came from. In a similarly unpleasant and now deleted offering last November, Samuel threatened to publish the personal information of a female critic, and as recently as April, he aimed an abusive threat at TERFs, the unflattering slur hurled by hardcore trans rights activists against those they believe are trying to curtail their right to identify as their chosen gender simply by declaring it out loud. So he has tried to dox one of his critics, obviously hoping that the critic would then be attacked by the left-wing mob. And these TERFs, trans exclusionary radical feminists, I believe that stands for, they are most concerned about biological males being in spaces, safe spaces that are meant to be for females. And recently, just last week, I think it was, we had a 25-year-old transgender cheerleader physically attacking a 17-year-old girl as part of the cheerleading team. And all the biological female cheerleaders had to lock themselves in a room, and one of them had to call up their father to get them to come and rescue them from this biological male that was identifying as a female and had been allowed onto the cheerleaders team. We also have incidents, we have also had incidents of young girls being raped by biological males identifying as gender fluid or as transgender. So these trans exclusionary radical feminists are most concerned about safe spaces for females being invaded by these biological males. And Sab Samuel, of course, is against that. He believes biological males should be allowed into any female space simply just by changing their outwards appearance. Other questionable images he has posted include a picture of a pubescent boy and an older man, accompanied by a comment remarking that gay clubs are wild, as you can meet both types and be told both are 23. This reminds me of a concern I had a while back. The boy diver, he is now a homosexual. When he was 12 years old, he was going to these homosexual nightclubs and being lionized as this Olympics diver. And you think, what is a 12-year-old doing at a homosexual nightclub? I mean, clearly the homosexuals are ogling this 12-year-old. And so Samuel seems to be encouraging this. I mean, it says here a pubescent boy, so 13, 14 years old, looking that age at a homosexual club. Homosexual clubs are places where men who have sex with men are able to have orgies. And we know from surveys that have been done that homosexuals find young boys of the age between 14 and 16 to be the most attractive. That is what they are most attracted to. And if they can propagandize these children that are being read to at this drag queen story hour to think that all of this is completely harmless and just fun, then it makes it more likely that they might want to go in and see what one of these gay clubs is like when they're 14 or 15. So it is grooming. It is the grooming of children to be exposing children to this. And remember, the children that are being read to at these libraries are 2 years old, 3 years old. I think they say you're suitable for 3 to 10-year-olds, something like that. I mean, I'm just shocked that any parent could think that an adult entertainer would be a suitable storyteller for their child. In a world caught in an ongoing culture war over sex, gender, and identity, none of this material, dismaying though it may be, arguably comes as a surprise. And of course, it doesn't come as a surprise to Radio Albion listeners. We've been documenting this sort of stuff for the last 7 or 8 years, the sexualization of children, the pornification of our culture, the promotion of the homosexual agenda, and now the promotion of transgenderism, the idea that you can have trans children and that they should be prepared for castration from a very early age, and now we have drag queens. I mean, it's one thing to have transgender and say somebody is confused about their gender, but a drag queen is a hypersexualized adult entertainer who pretends to be a female in order to accentuate the sexuality of a female. I mean, it's completely inappropriate for that sort of thing to be around children, and yet for some reason this is promoted by our libraries. There are thousands, if not millions, of similar posts all over the internet, many of them not mysteriously removed, as those of Samuels have been in recent months. And there have also been reports of drag queens, I believe, recently outside the South Bank Centre making a repulsive, risque joke in front of these children. What may be more startling is that at the moment, Samuel, performing as his flamboyant alter ego Ada HD, a play on the neurological disorder ADHD, is undertaking a nationwide tour on which he takes over story time at our local libraries. So somebody here who makes jokes about orgies, who thinks gay clubs are wild because you can meet pubescent boys there as well as older men, he is now wanting to read to three-year-olds in our libraries. Oh, and he also thinks that love has no age. Clad in a tight-fitting sequined rainbow costume, through which, on occasions, the outline of his genitalia can clearly be seen, he reads his self-authored books on diversity, including a book called It's Snot a Problem about lesbian hedgehogs, to an audience comprised largely of toddlers and all paid for by local taxpayers through their council tax. And he also has a story which features a white wolf as the enemy. Clearly, he's trying to point out that the white race is the enemy in that. I mean, he said he wanted to buck the trend and promote diversity and promote minorities in that book. So the way that he's doing that is by presenting the white wolf as the enemy in this book. And he has said that there isn't any sexuality in the books that he's reading, but quite clearly there is if he's reading a book about lesbian hedgehogs to toddlers. Samuel's tour is called Drag Queen Story Hour UK, part of a new phenomenon which gained greater public prominence last week when it emerged that angry protesters had gathered at venues on Samuel's 70-date strong tour, demanding the event be called off. And really, this Drag Queen Story Hour has only sort of started, I think, about 5 years ago. I think it started off in New York. It was a New York idea. And since then, a lot of the people that are involved in it have been arrested for molesting children. And when you look at some of these pictures, you've got drag queens rolling around on the floor with toddlers on them. And these are adult entertainers that mainly entertain homosexual men who engage in sex with other men with multiple partners, that have a higher than average number of child molesters among them. And here we are introducing our 2 to 3 year olds to them. I say they have a higher number of child molesters among them, and that is because if you look at the pedophiles that are in prison, you would imagine that if they didn't have a problem with homosexual pedophiles, you would imagine that the number of homosexual pedophiles in prison would only be about 2%, because homosexuals only make up about 2% of the population. But when you look at the number of pedophiles in prisons, they make up, the homosexual ones, that is, they make up 32%. So they're 15 times more likely to be child molesters than heterosexuals are. And yet here we are introducing these people that are more likely to be a risk to children, And why is it that we're doing this? Because of inclusivity. Because we want to say to homosexuals, we want to include you in our society. Surely we can do that in a way that doesn't endanger children, that doesn't promote this lifestyle to children. Of course, we want to include everybody in society, but there are better ways of doing that, I think. I mean, this is very sinister, what is going on here. Waving placards with slogans such as "Let kids be kids" and "Stop grooming kids" On one occasion, a group tried unsuccessfully to perform a citizen's arrest on Samuel as he left a library in a Bristol suburb. And that is what is going on here, isn't it? They are grooming the children. They say that they're trying to provide positive LGBT role models to the children. So they're providing homosexual adult entertainer to them as a role model. So they're saying they're trying to get children to grow up and become homosexual adult entertainers. Could it not be any clearer that that is grooming that is going on here? But because it's the homosexual community, of course, you run the risk of being accused of being homophobic if you point that out. And people don't want to be accused of being homophobic. So they just look past it, I guess, that it's an adult entertainer that is being provided as the role model here. The protesters have been met with equally robust opposition from a pro-LGBT crowd, frequently masked and wearing dark glasses, waving rainbow flags and shouting that the protesters are homophobic and fascists. And at Leeds at the weekend, the anti-nationalist protesters, the counter-protesters, they had all been bussed in from all over the country with ready-made signs that have been paid for by the unions. The people that are actually protesting this drag queen story hour, they don't have any backing from the unions. They have to do all of this out of their own pocket. Yet the counter-protesters have had everything laid on for them. At first glance, this could be seen as another overblown chapter of the culture wars, a storm in a teacup in which pearl-clutching traditionalists are agog about nothing more harmful than a pantomime dame reading storybooks to children. But this isn't a pantomime dame, is it? Pantomime dame are not hypersexualized adult entertainers that entertain homosexual men in clubs where they have multiple sexual partners. After all, spectacles such as the television hit RuPaul's Drag Race and the hit coming-of-age musical Everybody's Talking About Jamie, which follows the story of a teenage boy as he pursues his dream of becoming a drag queen, had brought the act firmly into the mainstream. And I think Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, probably helped to do that as well. It's a comedy about drag queens, but of course they're adult drag queens. And I think by putting that film out and people finding that funny, that probably helped to normalize this. And of course, this RuPaul's Drag Race as well. And now we have this concept of drag kids, where we have prepubescent children dressing up in drag and dancing for homosexual men, and homosexual men actually giving them money. We have this phenomenon of this child. Desmond is amazing. I think he's in New York, and he dresses up as a drag queen. There are pictures of him with a naked drag queen, and he dances while homosexual men throw money at him. And his parents have not been charged with child abuse or for pimping out their child, but that is effectively what is going on here. If we put this stuff on the television and you promote it to children, children are going to start imitating it, aren't they? Certainly, on his Drag Queen Story Hour UK website, Samuel emphasises his focus on promoting nothing more sinister than literacy and childhood aspirations. Yes, but if that is all he is doing, why does he have to dress up as a drag queen? Why does he have to dress up as a hyper-sexualised female and show his genitals within his sequin suit? I mean, just a personal criticism of the image of him. When I see that image, it just looks to me like Medusa the Gorgon with the wig that he wears. And he looks really evil. I don't know how children could look at that and think, well, this is a nice person to be reading me a story. It looks like Medusa the Gorgon. It looks like his hair is made up of snakes. We can change the world book by book, he proclaims. Adding in a worrying sentence for one keen to promote greater literacy, we are built out of the dreams of children. Let these dreams be fabulous. And I worry that this will actually put children off from reading because they won't want to be associated with drag queens and homosexuals and all this sort of thing. And they may not want to read books because they may think, well, books are just for homosexuals and for drag queens. Nobody seems to have brought that up yet. As a Daily Mail investigation has exposed, behind these seemingly innocuous statements lies an altogether more sinister backdrop. A deep dive into the murky world behind the pantomime glitter facade of his colourful web material shows that Samuel, along with his contemporaries and supporters, has in fact been responsible for posting reams of sexually explicit material. He has fundraised for transgender groups advocating the use of hormone treatment for children as young as 12. And remember, if they're going on that hormone treatment, that means they're being prepared for castration. Little boys are being prepared for castration, and Sab Samuel thinks that is a good thing, and he thinks that groups that promote that should be promoted. Other Drag Queen Story Hour websites, meanwhile, make clear that the aim of the performances is to explore gender fluidity, provide queer role models, and break down the notion of a sex binary. So let's break this down. What do they mean by explore gender fluidity? They mean encourage children to behave like they are the opposite gender, which is likely to cause them to have confusion about what gender they actually are, which could lead to gender dysphoria. So they're talking about encouraging children to be gender dysphoric here. Provide queer role models. So, they're quite open here that the role model that is being presented to children there is not just a queer role model. It's an adult entertainer role model. I mean, what would they think if they were providing strippers to read stories to children and saying, well, we're trying to provide a positive adult role model there. Is a stripper a positive adult role model? No adult entertainer is a appropriate role model for children. And finally here, break down the notion of a sex binary. And again, that means they want to confuse children and tell them that there's no such thing as male and female, and that it's all just on a spectrum. And you could be a little bit more male or a little bit more female, or you could be confused every day. And that is likely to confuse children. It's all a long way from a very hungry caterpillar, as became evident on a humid Tuesday morning when Samuel's tour arrived at Bodmin Library to be greeted by two sets of placard-waving protesters, one calling for the event to be called off, and the other a small gaggle of supporters from Cornwall Pride, who stood behind a rainbow flag and declined to be interviewed. Security was tight, with four police officers and a plethora of council staff manning the entrance, not to mention Samuel's own security guard, who refused the Daily Mail's request to sit in on Ada's storytime session. Requests for an interview also went unanswered. Well, we know what goes on in the Drag Queen Story Hour because one of the Patriotic Alternative supporters managed to get in the other day. And I haven't watched the whole of her stream, but I do recommend people watch it. But apparently part of it is he has this unhealthy fascination with poo, and he likes to get the children shouting about poo. I mean, again, is that really suitable for 2 to 3-year-olds? It seems rather suspect to me. And of course, the stories are about lesbian hedgehogs and about a big bad white wolf. And you've got this person there in a hypersexualized costume pretending to be a woman, and you can see the outline of his male genitals there. If he wants to be transparent and has nothing to hide, why won't he let you in to see it? Asked a protester, one of a robust group comprising all ages and professions, who had gathered to express their disquiet at Samuel's arrival. This is a good thing with these protests as well, that you have got people from all different parts of society that are actually going here. Everybody that is concerned about the sexualization of children is going to these protests. It's good to see this unity here that we're seeing. We're seeing people that were against COVID, people that are pro-free speech, civic nationalists, ethno-nationalists, parents, family associations, all groups coming together to protest this. Many had previously written to the library to ask for the event to be cancelled. They wrote back saying they wanted to be inclusive. But the reality is that their definition of a diversity and inclusion is a very narrow one, said 67-year-old Pat, a former college lecturer and a mother of two grown-up children who was among those who had given up her morning to protest at Samuel's presence. And they always talk about inclusion. And what they mean by that is we're going to exclude anybody who has a different opinion to us. And that's what they call inclusion, excluding anybody else who has a different opinion. Her view is also shared by a number of campaigning organisations, among them the Women's Rights Network UK, who were among the first to highlight concerns about Drag Queen Story Hour, and who have called for the events to be abolished. And of course, Patriotic Alternative were also straight in there, right at the beginning of this, particularly Joe Marsh from PA Wales. He was the driving force behind publicising this and getting people aware of what was going on. So we have to give credit to him and to Patriotic Alternative, as well as to this Women's Rights Network. Drag Queen Story Hour is very far from the innocuous presence that many people assume, says Women's Rights Network's Claire Lonergan. And of course, a Women's Rights Network, that's not a right-wing organisation, is it? That's not a nationalist organisation. She says, quite aside from the fact that drag is adult sexualised entertainment, children are already being force-fed gender ideology. Drag further normalises this in the adult world, and it confuses them. Quite right. They're already being taught all about transgenderism, and now they have drag queens and adult entertainment in there to confuse them all the more. It is a sentiment echoed by non-profit organisation, the Family Education Trust, which describes the events as highly inappropriate. Drag shows are adults-only entertainment and not suitable for school-aged children, said senior researcher Piers Shepherd. And again, that's not going to be a right-wing organisation, is it? That's not a nationalist organisation, that's the Family Education Trust. When we expose children to sexual material, we blur the boundaries between adults and children, exposing them to adult sexual concepts, and we risk normalising the sexualisation of children. And of course, you've got all these double entendres that these drag queens come out with. They just can't help themselves coming out with these sexual puns. And of course, that's the reason that that is what they do. That is their entertainment. They come out with sexual puns. Do you want to be teaching children sexual puns so that children are talking about things that they may not even know what they actually are? The Safe Schools Alliance campaign group has gone one step further, calling the idea of drag queens in children's environments an abuse of power. And it certainly is an abuse of power. These libraries and these councils that are paying for these drag queens to read to children, they have a lot of power. I mean, I was listening to Mark Cullett with Dr. Patrick Slattery the other day, and Dr. Patrick Slattery was saying, what would these libraries do if you had a nationalist that wanted to read to the children about Robin Hood? And of course, these libraries wouldn't allow it. These libraries are extreme left-wing organisations. If you look at the books that they have, they will all be promoting left-wing ideologies. I can remember when I was at school and reading books, and I look back at them today, and they were all promoting these left-wing ideas. And you look at some of these books that they have on the children's readings lists in America, horrific stuff about adults teaching children blowjobs and all sorts of stuff like that. And these books are on the school reading list. That's clearly an abuse of power, as the Safe Schools Alliance says. Pioneered by queer activist Michelle T, the Drag Queen Story Hour events were first trialled in 2015 at a public library in San Francisco. Since then, all manner of drag queen shows aimed at the under-12s have sprung up around the US, among them Bring Baby Drag Bingo, Drag Queen Kids Club, and Drag Queen Brunch. And of course, it's now moved on from these libraries to actually inviting children along to homosexual clubs to watch the drag queens perform. And we talked about this a couple of weeks back, I believe, when this happened in Texas. And I think the gay club actually got shut down. But it wasn't just that club that were doing it. We now have homosexual clubs advertising children's nights or children's afternoons. Bring the kids along to see the drag queens. They have attracted serious controversy on more than one occasion. A recent event in Minnesota saw a performer dressed in a miniskirt, crop top and high heels flash his crotch at nursery age children. Of course he's going to be flashing his crotch. He's an adult entertainer. That is what he is paid to do for entertainment. And even this Seb Samuel, he may not actually show his genitals, but you can see the outline of his genitals in his sequin suit. Last month, a drag queen clad in thigh-high black boots and with much of his backside on show was filmed teaching a child to dance for cash tips at a family-friendly drag show in California. Look how much money you just made, he tells her. So they're encouraging children to do adult dances for money. I mean, it's pretty much encouraging children to prostitute themselves. That will be the next stage. There was also a video that came out last week of a gay pride parade somewhere in America, and there was a homosexual there that was teaching a prepubescent boy how to go up a stripper's pole and how to swing yourself around a stripper's pole. And I think it was the mother that actually posted this and thought that this was wonderful, that their prepubescent boy was being taught how to work a stripper's pole. Totally inappropriate. Another drag event marketed at under 18s held in Washington State 3 years ago included a striptease performance by a performer wearing fishnet tights and thigh-high patent leather boots. So they're not just making their risque jokes, they're also stripping for them as well. The events reached Britain about 3 years ago when the British Library promoted a children's event with drag entertainer Alyssa Vandel, calling her a hot performer who will have you on the edge of your seat and gagging for more. Is that a suitable term for toddlers, gagging for more? Many parents expressed their outrage, but since then there has been a steady rise in the number of drag queens, many with deliberately sexualized names such as Flowjob and Courtney Act, being brought into educational settings as part of teaching on inclusivity and diversity. Flowjob, real name Nathan Mullen, was given the rubber stamp of political legitimacy when he was accompanied to a reading session for children as young as four at a primary school in Paisley as part of an LGBTQ drive in February 2020 by the lesbian SNP politician, Myri Black. So you've actually got MPs that are promoting drag queens with hyper-sexualized and inappropriate names to read to children. Those who question the rationale behind inviting a self-professed adult entertainer, Mullen's Twitter feed includes footage of him simulating a sex act with a dildo, into a primary school were smeared as bigots. So you're a bigot if you don't want people that simulate sex with dildos being brought into schools to be a role model to the children. Black herself tweeted that the criticisms were homophobic, adding that a visit from a gay MP and drag queen when she was at school would have made an immeasurable difference to the difficult childhoods endured by her and her LGBT classmates. Well, I am all for making childhood a little bit easier for people, but they're not making childhood easier for people here, are they? They're introducing children to things that they should not be introduced to until they are adults. They're taking away the children's innocence. Not to be outdone, Stella Creasy, the Labour MP for Walthamstow, also jumped on the drag queen bandwagon. She tweeted last week that she had taken her infant son to a show in which a drag queen called Greta Tude put so much energy into storytelling and entertaining children. Her colleague Nadia Whittam described it as wholesome. Wholesome. Adult entertainers entertaining children is now being described as wholesome. But the Women's Network's Claire Lonergan argues drag queens make dubious role models for children. Drag is misogynistic, she says. Drag performers frequently reduce women to hypersexualized, big-breasted, big-haired bimbos. And it also gives a very reductive vision of gay men. And even if the sexualized behavior is toned down, children are also quite able to look things up on the internet. Of Sab Samuel, she says he is not a qualified counsellor. How is he being allowed this kind of access and influence? And that is a good question. Why is he being given this? He's probably been checked out. He hasn't got a criminal record. But the fact that he is an adult entertainer should preclude him from being able to have anything to do with children. These concerns have been echoed in some parts of the drag scene itself, included by gay American drag queen Kitty Demure, who has compared Drag Queen Story Hour to having a stripper or a porn star in to influence your child. In a video directed at fans, he said, "I have no idea why you want drag queens to read books to your children. Would you want a stripper or a porn star to influence your child? It makes no sense at all. A drag queen performs in a nightclub for adults. There is a lot of filth that goes on, a lot of sexual stuff that goes on. And backstage, there is a lot of nudity and sex and drugs. Okay, so I don't think this is an avenue that you want your child to explore." the voice of reason there, coming from a drag queen themselves. Why are parents taking their children to these things when even drag queens are pointing out that this is inappropriate? Despite these concerns, scores of councils have signed up for Ada HD's story tour, for which she is paid £150 per one-hour storytime session. Tickets are free, and he often gives up to three performances a day. So he's on £450 a day for this throughout the summer, being paid by the councils to provide an adult entertainer as a role model to children. That fee was obtained through the Freedom of Information Act, as many councils chose to draw a veil of secrecy over their decision to host Drag Queen Story Hours. Last weekend, it emerged that more than 100 librarians had held a webinar on planning how to handle the concerns of parents over Ada HD's arrival. It was suggested that the drag queens be labelled pantomime dames instead to deflect parents' concerns. So they're going to lie about it. They're going to lie and pretend that he isn't an adult entertainer because it must be so important to them that they provide an adult entertainer as a role model to these children. I mean, that's absolutely sick that they're going to lie to the parents and pretend it's a pantomime dame when in actual fact it's an adult entertainer. Not everyone has been fooled. A parent in Stockton County, Durham, where Samuel's tour is due to arrive in a week's time, asked why the council were hiring an adult entertainer to read to children. But in response, the council said it supported diversity, that word again, across the borough, reiterating that the event has no element of adult entertainment and stated that those who have concerns about the views of the drag queen need not attend. Well, it's not about the views of the drag queen, it's about what the drag queen looks like. It's about a drag queen being provided as a suitable role model for children. It is a sentiment that angered those protesters in Bodmin this week. Our concerns are about the sexualization of children, says Pat. The insult always thrown at us is homophobia, but that is just a cheap shot. We are not against dressing up or being yourself or anyone's sexuality. What we are against is introducing sexuality into the lives of young children and blurring the boundaries about what is acceptable in terms of adult interaction with children. That's the point here. It's not acceptable to have adult entertainers interacting with children, entertaining children, trying to put themselves forward as suitable role models for three-year-olds. It was a view echoed by Sarah, a 35-year-old carer. Drag is being romanticised as something positive and fun for kids to engage with. But behind the rainbow flags and unicorns, there is an agenda at play. We are at the thin end of a wedge. And down the line, we will find ourselves wondering how on earth we got into it. And we can point out what the agenda is moving towards, isn't it? It's moving towards allowing children to consent to having sex. We're already saying that children can consent to being castrated and can tell if they're a different gender or not, if they've been born into the wrong body, and that they apparently are able to consent to taking cross hormones, the opposite gender's hormones, and being sterile for the rest of their life and having all sorts of medical problems. But they can't buy cigarettes and they can't buy alcohol until they're 18. And it's incredible what's going on here. It's good of the Daily Mail to do this investigation. It's a shame they didn't credit Patriotic Alternative there. But PA are the group that are doing the most to counteract this. And it's because of their publicising of this that so many of these other groups have got involved and brought it to the attention of the Daily Mail so that they did this article on it. I'm very pleased that they did. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.